Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sustain, the podcast where we talk about open source sustainability for the long haul. Who are we? Where do we come from? Where are we going? How can non-native tonal language speakers learn how to speak tonal languages better? Questions I often have. Very excited to talk about our guest on this podcast. This is another one of the podcasts in the OSCA 2023 series, where we interview people who went to Open Source Community Africa Open Source Festival last year in Lagos. Very excited today to have Steve Okonkwo on the podcast with us. Steve, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling in all the way from Port Harcourt, Nigeria at 10 o'clock at night. You are a champ, as like all the Nigerians are, for staying up so late to deal with me and my petty time zones. I really appreciate you letting me sleep in. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So Steve is a multidisciplinary designer. Can you tell me a bit more about your career in general? What's the kind of thing that you work on in open source?
So when it comes to open source, more on the design side. Currently, one of the things I do is help manage the design team for Open Source Community Africa, OSCA. And that's what I was solely focused on, helping create a better experience through design. So we're in charge of putting up the websites, doing some of the brand identity designs, consigning the event, and everything you see when you arrive at the destination, that's what I handled. Myself and a group of amazing designers, we sat down and then we just decided to create this amazing experience for the guest.
So when I think of Open Source Community Africa or Open Source Festival, I think of the really nice orange logos, which are super fun. And they're like, the brand is very good. But what you just said says that you do more than that. You're thinking about the entire experience of actually going to the conference itself, more of a event design. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
So I'm curious, have you done that for other events besides Open Source Festival?
Not really. OSCA has been my go-to. I've been helping the team out since the first installment in 2019, and we've just been continuing. So hopefully this year, I'll also be involved in helping the design team flesh out another amazing experience of last year.
So OSCA Fest last year was very large. There were around 1,000 people. That is a huge amount of a deal. There was also a Sustain sub-event as part of that, which took place for a day. Did you go to that event as well?
Yeah. And good enough, I was the design facilitator for the design side.
That makes sense to me. Are you talking about the design side of that event or the design working group inside of that event, which talked about design and open source?
Yeah, the facilitator for the design category in Sustain.
So it's no secret that the design part of Sustain is the best part of Sustain. We have a whole other podcast called Sustain Open Source Design. People like Errol Fox have been out there spreading the good word for ages. I'm sure you've met Errol at past events.
Yeah, I have. Super amazing.
Tell me about the design working group, the unconference-like session and circle of people who talked about open source design at OSCA last year.
It was really good. I think we had about six, because we were moving into different groups of people. And it was very interactive, right? I think one of the things people were quick to point out was somehow like the limited opportunity that were there for designers when it comes to open source. But I think right now there is that increase in opportunities. I have a lot of folks that are now doing some amazing work in open source design, and then they're kicking it out there. So that was like one of the key points, one of the major key points that people talked about. And then another major key point was how people would use design to create wonderful experience, right, in the open source community. So when you look at different websites, some websites that are managed via open source, and you see how they're not looking that good design-wise, and then people were like, okay, how can I come in and help the team, help them create a better design experience? How can they contribute? So that was like the key question a lot of people were asking. And my answers to that were just do your research, reach out, it's always good to reach out to whoever is managing that project and just stretch your hand and they'll probably see you as a good fit and bring you right in.
I love that. I love the idea as well that designing a website isn't the end all, right? It's much larger than that. It's a whole experience.
They always say in the tech industry, the web is never done. So that you keep iterating, you have multiple updates coming out or every month.
How do you weigh the cost benefits of having multiple updates coming out while also not trying to overwhelm your users with too much information?
I think it all depends on the team and what they're trying to like get out. Because one, research is always important. Like that's a very important part of design. So if you're just pushing out updates because you think it would look good for the user, you're assuming, and most times your assumptions might be very wrong and you might end up overwhelming the users. So a lot of times I've seen companies like Facebook using WhatsApp to do a bit of A/B testing. So I have received updates on WhatsApp. And in a few days or a few weeks, it's out, right? So as a designer, I understand very well that they're probably testing that out. And I'm part of an A group. Then there's a B group. So research is very important. So once you have your research in place and you're able to quantify what the users want, then you can do your magic there with the updates.
Working with open source communities isn't the same as working with website users, partially because they all know that they're there and they're there because they want to be. And it feels weird to be manipulated and be like, oh, I'm just a user. So what's the approach that you have to take when you work with open source people besides being super transparent? Is there anything else that you need to do?
Since I worked more on the Oscar community, right? As a designer for the festival in general, transparency is one. You already mentioned that. So that's very clear. Transparency is one. You have to communicate at all times. So the other teams, the developers, the marketing department, the content writers, they would be in the loop of things. Another one is just doing good work. I think that's very important. Just making sure that you're not designing because maybe there's no one to guide you, or the users are not very active, or the users are not even that much. You're there because you want to make a positive contribution. And I think that's very important. It's like giving your 100% at every given is very important. So that's how we approach it at Oscar.
A lot of open source projects, which are larger, now have foundations that support them. And a lot of times they make their money by actually having an annual event. So I'm thinking of Python and, say, the PSF, which has PyCon every year, DjangoCon, there's more. Mm-hmm. Given the years that you've worked with Oscar, what's some of the key takeaways that you've had on how to build a conference around open source products that were surprising or interesting?
Last year, we had the PenPots team. That was really amazing. I was part of the panel section, and to see an amazing design tool like that come out and try to rival the likes of Sketch and Figma, so it's a big game changer for me, because I tested out the software for a while. I used it to design a small website, something for fun, just to see how it works. And I really like how it limits the bridge between developers and designers, because now with PenPots, developers can easily just go in and copy everything as code without needing a designer. So creating the opportunity for other designers and devs to be able to experience that platform, it's one of the amazing things of Oscar. It's one of the amazing things of organizing conferences like that, because people get to see what on a regular day they might miss because of the whole wave of social media, a lot going on. So just attending the conference, you get to see things, first-hand experience. You get to meet the founders, interact with them, pick their brain a bit. I was able to talk with Pablo, and you know, it was amazing how he was thinking about the project. And I'm looking forward to testing it out more. I have it open at all times. I'm just looking, okay, when they push out new updates, I want to test it. I want to see what would make me, because currently Figma is my tool of choice. And I'm sure Figma is almost every designer's tool of choice at the moment. So what would make us leave our comfort zone, which right now is Figma, to a new tool? So it's always amazing to get to experience all of that. So that's my takeaway from it.
Pablo's incredible. PenPod is really awesome. It's a great product. I had the privilege of going to PenPod Fest afterwards with some people who also went to OSCA, like Victory Brown. So much fun in Perry. So huge shout out to them.
People. Yeah, huge shout out.
What was difficult about designing the OSCA Festival?
One of the most difficult thing about the OSCA Festival was getting some things done in terms of the physical artworks. We had difficulties sometimes getting our measurements right because those measurements were always changing because we had to design things for the space itself. So we did some space design as well as web design, as well as identity for the event. So the space design was where we had some of the difficulties because of, like I said, the measurements, sometimes we just get it wrong, but at the end of the day, we pulled through, we got our things right, and I don't think anyone can complain about the event.
I love that. What's next for you? Any designs in the future?
Currently, I work as a multidisciplinary designer at a firm at Spokane, Washington. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. So they're called HKW, and we do a lot of things ranging from brand design all the way to webflow development. As well as a multidisciplinary designer, I'm also a webflow developer in training, and I've been doing a couple of things with webflow, and so another amazing tool that I enjoy using. So right now for me is look for more open source designs that I would like to contribute to, as well as just up my skill sets. I enjoy a lot of things when it comes to design, 3D design, motion design, web animations. Those are like some of the things that fascinate me a lot. And if I can able to bring in all those skill sets and contribute to a team that is on the same par with the OSCA team or even bigger, then that's what I'm looking in for.
I love that. That's awesome. Where can people find more about your work?
Currently, my portfolio is down, and it's one of those things that I've been procrastinating for long to put out. So right now you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram. On Instagram, I just post more about my workspace and then do some mobile photography, which is another hobby of mine. And I'm just trying to make sure that everything is not about work when it comes to my social media accounts. I plan on getting that portfolio out about the second quarter of the year. So hopefully it will look as good as I had imagined it.
Well, you have an opportunity because we have a backlog, which means this won't go out until a month or two from now. So everyone go to the show notes and then you'll see Steve's portfolio. It will be up and live when this comes out. Dun, 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 dun. Steve, thanks so much for coming on. It was really great to have you.
Thank you.
Best of luck in the future.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have, there's a few things you can do. One, you can like it wherever it is found. Two, you can share it with your friends. Please share it with your friends. Share it with your enemies. B, you can donate. OpenCollective.com/sustainOSS. We'll take all the monies and we'll take them as soon as you can give them. Four, you can comment. Like, email us, podcast@sustainoss.org. Any thoughts, you can go there. Go check out the show notes on podcast@sustainoss.org. Go to the discourse. discourse@sustainoss.org, comment on things. And if you want to reach out to Steve Okonkwo, feel free to do so. I'm sure his contact details will be in the show notes as well. Steve, once again, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you very much for having me. All right, you too. Take care.